College football fiends across the land are absorbing and dissecting and slicing and dicing the results of National Signing Day, and WKAR Sports Talk contributor Jack Ebling joins us to explain it all. How are you, Jack Ebling?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine this morning. All the coaches appear to be putting a positive spin on all their signees, D'Antonio, Hoke, Meyer, everybody. Is any one of them secretly disappointed in their outcomes?
I would buy dinner for the first one who would publicly say, you know, we didn't have a very good year.
Let's focus on Michigan State and Michigan here.
Sure.
Should Mark D'Antonio and the program be satisfied, as he appeared to be yesterday?
Well, I don't think you're ever really satisfied, Mark, but I think that they did fill some needs. They had to find a place kicker. They got a guy who was ranked number one in the country in that category, and I think they got a quarterback of the future, a guy who's going to be a very solid player for them, and Damian Terry. We talked about Mike Geiger. We talked about some of the other players at important positions, running back being one with Le'Veon Bell leaving. They got three guys who are going to come in and contest for that opportunity. So I think they did fill some needs, and they only have 18 scholarships available, which is good and bad. It means you're going to have a small class. It also means you have some pretty good players still on campus.
What about Ann Arbor and Brady Hoke?
Well, Michigan should always have a great year, and it appears they did. They're ranked in the top 10 and as high as number 2 on some scouting services, just behind Ohio State. So Brady Hoke has it going in Ann Arbor in terms of bringing in top prospects. I just caution people that sometimes there's a difference between top prospects and top players. And Michigan has had a top class in just about every year. They also have lost 5 games or more in 4 of the last 5 seasons. So sometimes there's not a direct correlation between recruiting success and your performance on the scoreboard.
Can you say which program made out better yesterday?
Well, you would think that if you look at where these players are rated, that Michigan got a lot of great linemen. You would think that they would do better, but Michigan almost always does better. I think you can count on one hand in the last 25 years the number of times that Michigan State would have out-recruited Michigan, and yet it's done fairly well on the field, believe it or not. So,
and it sounds like Michigan State loaded up on skill players, it appears.
Yes. And I think that it's really a matter of your needs. You have to wait about 3 years, Mark, to figure out how you did in recruiting, and you don't know which players are going to get injured. You don't know which players are going to develop. Michigan State has done a pretty good job under Mark D'Antonio of finding players who are a little bit off the radar and then developing them. And recruiting to their system, not to what some recruiting analyst says or what some star system holds. But you can't take away the fact that Michigan has a great product to sell, and Brady Hoke and his staff have done an outstanding job of doing just that.
How has Urban Meyer's arrival in Columbus changed recruiting in the rest of the conference?
Yeah, it's really ratcheted it up, Mark. I think you see now that recruiting there is taken much more seriously. And Ohio State is recruiting nationally. Under Jim Tressel, they put a fence around the state of Ohio and cherry-picked elsewhere nationally. Urban Meyer is truly doing a national job of recruiting and got a couple players yesterday that just really cemented what was going to be an outstanding class anyway. But Ohio State and Michigan, and you can name the schools that are going to be up there every year, they have tradition. They have tremendous stadiums, facilities to sell. They have the hype. They have the Heismans. They have everything you would want to recruit successfully. And they also have great coaches with personalities. And so it's a very tough thing to say no to.
Well, Meyer has apparently ruffled some feathers in the conference as well. What's that all about? How does he go about it differently? Is he just a more aggressive recruiter or what?
A little bit more aggressive. And Mark, when somebody committed in the past, there was almost a gentleman's agreement in the Big Ten that other Big Ten schools weren't going to go after him. And Ohio State now says, hey, until you sign that letter of intent, we're going to keep up the pressure. And that's pretty traditional in the Southeastern Conference. That's the way it is down there. It's a blood sport. And up here, it hadn't been that way. But now I think you're going to see a lot more schools doing that. Certainly when there was a coaching change at Wisconsin, every school in the conference took a good look at Wisconsin's commitments. And Ohio State just does that 365 days a year.
Do you think that Mark D'Antonio and Brady Hoke will be able to ratchet up their game, or are they ratcheting up their recruiting programs as a response to Meyer's approach?
Yeah, Mark, I think that Brady Hoke has already done that, and Michigan and Ohio State, fairly parallel programs in terms of what they have to offer. Michigan State, maybe at a little different level, has had to go about it a different way. I don't think Michigan State is going to win a lot of head-to-head battles with Ohio State. Probably not in the state of Ohio. If an Ohio kid who's grown up dreaming of playing for the Spell and Gray his whole life gets a chance to play for the Buckeyes, he's probably going to do that. But as Jim Tressel once told me, there were 54 championship-caliber high school football players in the state of Ohio, capable of winning a Big Ten championship. And the Buckeyes were going to take 12 of them. So that left 40 guys, 42 players available for everyone else, Michigan, Notre Dame, Penn State, Pitt, you name it. They were all coming into the state of Ohio, and you couldn't tell at age 17 who was going to be a star at age 22.
Where does Mark D'Antonio really connect in terms of recruiting, geographically?
Well, geographically, he really recruits the state of Ohio well. And Michigan and Ohio, he considers almost one state. What Michigan State is selling is opportunity and a great family environment, kind of values that Mark D'Antonio holds dear. They can't sell national championships. They can't sell trips to the Rose Bowl. But they can certainly sell a great collegiate experience and a lot of success. It might be easy to overlook after the past season, but this last run of 5 years about as successful as any in Michigan State history.
We got under a minute left here, Jack. Anything to say regarding the other big programs in the Upper Midwest? Notre Dame, Central Michigan?
Yeah, Notre Dame, outstanding year recruiting. Maybe it's best in quite a while. Definitely playing off the fervor for the undefeated season and the bid into the national championship game. And I would expect that the Fighting Irish are going to maintain that lofty position they held this year for some time.
WKAR Sports Talk contributor Jack Ebling. Jack, a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark.